Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Was the architect of the West Coast jazz sound, Mr. Milton Radjonski, or better known as Milton Shorty Rogers, from Great Barrington, Massachusetts, beginning this themed hour of neon jazz with the 1958 song Chances Are off the album Chances Are It Swings. And with that, we give you a full hour of auditory happiness from the trumpet and flugelhorn player known as Shorty. In the early days of his playing, he got his skills soaring while gigging with cats like Red Norvo, Woody Herman, and the great Stan Kenton. Being surrounded around all that talent, it's no wonder he would coin an impressive jazz sound. He collaborated with the great Shelly Mann and Jimmy Giuffre in 1954 to further the West Coast cool sound. While he was experimental in the vein of bebop, he was precise with the fundamentals of jazz going on at the time, and he's a worthy guy for a full hour to examine his body of work, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Welcome to an hour of Shorty Rogers here on Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the cool, creamy Jazz Center right here in America, along the banks of a river in Kansas City, Missouri. Here to celebrate the life of a musician, Shorty Rogers. Here's a real nice song from a four-CD collection called The Creative West Coast Swing, done back in 1951, the great 50s. Here's the song, It's Sand Man, from the musician in the spotlight here on Neon Jazz, Shorty Rogers.
This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
Off the 1955 album Martians Stay Home, that was the tune Peels from Shorty. During the 50s, Shorty was galvanizing his sound and getting a rich array of avant-garde music going. While his style was all his own, he credits the work and style of Count Basie as a huge influence, and you can hear it in his music. So around the early 60s, Shorty stopped performing and left the jazz scene for many years. During this hiatus, he arranged a series of records for the Monkees, including Daydream Believer in the late 60s. And in the 70s, he wrote a jazzy background score to the TV's The Partridge Family during the show's first season. And he did some episode scores for the fourth season of Starsky and Hutch. And that's a whole other story. From the 1955 album Way Up There, here's the song Whale of Two Cities on this Shorty-themed episode of Neon Jazz.
This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I hope you do too.
The album Short Stops, that was the song The Pesky Serpent. The 32 selections on this album feature six different groups headed by Rogers during 1953 to 1954. They range from an octet to a big band, and all the bands feature a sideman who essentially formed a who's who of that West Coast jazz sound. So after the Shorty hiatus that started in the early 60s, he came back to jazz in 1982. And he was persuaded to pick up his trumpet and return to performing in jazz ensembles, playing first with the Britain's National Youth Jazz Orchestra, and soon thereafter with Bud Shank and some others. In the 90s, he was a part of the Lighthouse All-Stars group that included Shank, Bill Perkins, Bob Cooper, and others. And if you haven't heard the Lighthouse All-Stars, you're missing out. Some good recordings there, and a great venue they played in as well. Our next track from Shorty comes off the 1956 album called Clickin' with Clacks, and it's a song Toyland from 1956. And remember, everything in Shorty's land is Toyland.
Thank you. everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was another fine tune off the West Coast Swing with the song Hot Shoe. You know, one thing about Shorty was that he was known equally for his arranging, and his movie that was another fine tune off the West Coast Swing with the song Hot Shoe. You know, one thing about Shorty was that he was known equally for his arranging, and the movie studios in Hollywood loved him. He was quite instrumental for bringing jazz into the movies. His scores for The Wild One and The Man with the Golden Arm were big on his list of scores. After 1962, during the hiatus time we talked about earlier, Shorty stuck exclusively to writing for television and films, and as I said it before, without even knowing it, you've probably heard Shorty before. Okay, let's go way up here on this next one. This is the 1955 song Blues Way Up There off the album Way Up There by Shorty. That was the song Hurricane Carol off the 1956 album Whenever the Five Winds Blow. This album featured the all-star quintet of Jimmy Giuffre on tenor sax, Lou Levy on piano, Ralph Penny on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums, with the man of the hour, Shorty Rogers, on the flugelhorn. If there is anything that resonates in the world of jazz, it's that Shorty was an underrated player that did not get his fair due. And that happens many a times with jazz musicians. So Rogers was a dramatic character, but a thoroughly professional musician. And again, in the world of jazz and their personal lives, they're a bit crazy. But once it comes down to the music, they take it very seriously. And that benefits all of us. How about you be my guest on this next one? Off the 1951 compilation known as the Creative West Coast Swing, here is the song Be My Guest with the man of the hour, Shorty Rogers.
Thank you.
Rounding out that set of music was Popo off the creative West Coast Swing, and that was a classic song. So Rogers launched his career at the age of 16 as a trumpet player for Will Bradley's band and with the vibes player Red Norvo in the early 40s. It should be noted that he was amongst the first jazz artists to use the flugelhorn. In the 50s, Rogers, like fellow artist Dave Brubeck, moved to L.A. to perfect the new West Coast cool, and did he ever do that? The rest is history. This next song comes off the album Shortstops, and it's a good one. Appropriate as we head towards this end of our hour retrospective on a man that knew how to push buttons in the music brain. Here is this song, Sweetheart of Sigmund Freud, right here on Neon Jazz.
Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Oh man, that was a good tune there from Shorty. Off the 1955 Martian Stay Home album, that was the 12th Street Rag classic. So we're at this point in the show where it's about time to say goodbye. But before that, here's one final note on Shorty. When he returned to playing jazz in the early 80s, as we mentioned before, he formed a combo with the West Coast legend Bud Shank on alto sax, and he released a number of CDs to galvanize his legend. In the 90s, Rogers became very ill and actually died doing what he loved best during KLON's West Coast Jazz Festival back in 1994. He was 70 years old. That was a good, solid run for Shorty. He did leave a lasting legacy, as we have listened to over this last hour of music together. Taking us out of this hour of music officially is the 1958 song No Such Luck off the Chances Are It Swings. Talking about luck, Shorty had it, and I hope you got a little bit of it over this last hour. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the best sidekick in Jackson, Cass, Clay, man, any county around, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey!
And I mean that. Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions, or toot a horn in our direction. We'll listen to you. You can contact us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. You be my guest on this next song.
How about you be my guest on this one?
Neon Jazz.